Part 1 of The Stars, My Brothers by Edmond Hamilton. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Reading by Greg Marguerite. The Stars, My Brothers by Edmond Hamilton. Part 1. He was afraid. Not of the present or the future, but of the past. He was afraid of the thing tagged Reed Kiernan, that stiff, blind, voiceless thing wheeling its slow orbit around the moon, companion to dead worlds and silent space. Section 1. Something tiny went wrong, but no one ever knew whether it was in an electric relay or in the brain of the pilot. The pilot was Lieutenant Charles Wandeck, UNRC, home address 1677 Anstey Avenue, Detroit. He did not survive the crash of his ferry into Wheel 5. Neither did his three passengers, a young French astrophysicist, an East Indian expert on magnetic fields, and a 40-year-old man from Philadelphia who was coming out to replace a pump technician. Someone else who did not survive was Reed Kiernan, the only man in Wheel 5 itself to lose his life. Kiernan, who was 36 years old, was an accredited scientist employee of UNRC, home address 815 Elm Street, Midland Springs, Ohio. Kiernan, despite the fact that he was a confirmed bachelor, was in Wheel 5 because of a woman. But the woman who had sent him there was no beautiful love lost. Her name was Gertrude Lemekin. She was 19 years old and overweight, with a fat, stupid face. She suffered from head colds and sniffed constantly in the Ohio College classroom where Kiernan taught physics too. One March morning, Kiernan could bear it no longer. He told himself, if she sniffs this morning, I'm through. I'll resign and join the UNRC. Gertrude sniffed. 6 months later, having finished his training for the United Nations Reconnaissance Corps, Kiernan shipped out for a term of duty in the UNRC Space Laboratory No. 5. Known more familiarly as Wheel 5. Wheel 5 circled the moon. There was an elaborate base on the surface of the moon in this year 1981. There were laboratories and observatories there too, but it had been found that the alternating fortnights of boiling heat and near absolute zero cold on the lunar surface could play havoc with the delicate instruments used in certain researches. Hence Wheel 5 had been built and was staffed by research men who were rotated at regular 8-month intervals. Kieran loved it from the first. He thought that that was because of the sheer beauty of it, the gaunt silver death's head of the moon forever.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?